The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios in the downtown mega center of Free Fire Radio Incorporated. So, it's Tuesday, April the 1st. So stand by. David's already been putting April Fool's things out, and he'll tell you about it in a second. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm, and tell the world what you did this
morning. Good morning, David.
Tell the world what you did. When Sue got done with her news, I said, I'm really surprised that you didn't talk about the parade this morning. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, there was an elephant blocking the two lanes on the 44. And she looked at me like, ah-ha. It took her a second, though. It was pretty good.
Okay.
What about the other one, though?
Okay, the printer is now AI-powered. I put a sign on the printer.
Yeah.
And you should have heard her laughing this morning. It was good to get her to laugh.
Get her
you
going.
Mean get Sue to laugh or the printer to laugh?
Both.
Well, you know, it's kind of surprising when you... I know, listen. Don't even ask.
Oh, didn't get your glasses,
no,
did
she's
you?
Dropping them off today.
Oh. Linda has this thing. Linda has is perfect,
everybody has
perfect
something.
In almost every way, except when it comes to glasses and car keys. There are glasses, you know, as I walk around the house, if I see her glasses, I pick them up. Only then will I know for sure that they are still... That something, the squirrel hasn't taken them, the dog hasn't carried them outside and buried them. And then you always have a pair of glasses,
well,
but these have got to be the quintessential
glasses.
Yeah,
they go back a couple prescriptions ago, and I might
They've only got one
side. I just grabbed what I could because, you know, it was one of those mornings to try get up and do it. And I've got like three laying around that are older, the last step down, and only one pair left at a friend's house. Didn't go back to get them, and she's going to drop them by today, hopefully. Hey, if you're looking outside, now listen, tonight is media family night. It'll be the first time they're actually going to open up Glowing Wild. Looking forward to that. So our high today will be 57 with decreasing clouds, mostly clear tonight with 36. That's the forecast, and it looks like Thursday will be sunny with a high near 65 and overnight lows of 39. Now, as we progress here, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have beautiful, clear mornings. We go up Saturday with around 74, so looks like we don't have any showers. Sunday night, perhaps. We've got a little bit of a peeking through chance of showers, but mostly around 50. And then on Monday, but as far as the rest of the week, and we know that things are coming up in this April where you want to get things accomplished, so that's where we go. It's going to clear up today. The weather's brought to you by, every time we read the weather, our friends out in Anderson, the Kinney family, they've been with us since day one. We do love our sponsors, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Now, Carl, I wanted to, I don't know, I wasn't here yesterday. Usually I'm Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we every now and then switched around. But I don't know if you brought this up, but on Saturday was really something for me that was extremely fulfilling. And I know it was people.
I did talk about it some.
For the people that were on the panel. So I wanted to shout out to Nancy Hill, who is the founder of Axiom Theater and also head of the Arts Council here in the North State. She does great things. And, of course, we're going to be doing some fundraisers coming up May 2nd. That's going to be for Axiom Theater as well. That's called Boots, Blings, and Ballads. And that's to kick off a lot of things happening with Rodeo Week. You know, that's going to be on that first Friday in downtown. So she was on the panel, and of course, Nancy had been a teacher, in Anderson for 38 years. I mean, it was wonderful to see her in action. We did this old fashioned, what they used to call open call, and that's what we did, where you stand in line. until you come in front of the panel. And this is when you used to, years ago, when you hear the cattle call. I mean, many of us in that room know what it was like when we went through auditions to stand in line sometimes for 2 to 3 hours, and then to be seen. And so from that experience, Nancy made a roster. The voice teacher Lynn made a roster, and we all made a roster of this talent that we have here in the North State. We have over 30 people, audition, most of whom were really, really good. And I asked Carl to hang out and so he could tabulate, because we had like categories of what we judged in. And then we placed a couple singers, that will be performing the national anthem at the rodeo, which is televised. So it's a very big deal. And these singers, I contacted them last night. It's really cool.
May I say that I was not a judge. I was not a judge because I have no musical ability. Only thing I did was, are you available May 14th and 15th?
Yeah.
And then they would say they were, because who would pass this up? And the other thing I did was I added the scores up. So that was my big part.
Well, you had on your red shirt.
And I got to listen to the national anthem 33 times in a row.
Well, you got to wear your red shirt in representation of the Cowboys. This is like, you know, we were in the Cowboy Clubhouse and everybody had worked. Most of the Cowboys had worked in the arena that day because I don't think people understand what it takes to whip the arena in shape and modify it.
There's new power washing all morning.
Yeah, but there's other things that they're doing. They're ripping out some things that are old and putting in new and better.
They put in new ADA ramps.
Yes.
They're putting in rails so people can get up and down the stands easier. We're replacing boards. I mean, it is nonstop out there.
Yeah, and
it's all volunteer work.
I would say get your rodeo tickets if there's, you know, they sell out really fast. We know that Red Bluff has already sold out on Saturday night. I have no idea. We're going to find out later on, you know, because we go in on media day and, you know, all of the things that go on with Red Bluff Roundup, but we're in that season. I'm also working with the team on the Chicks and Chaps. All of the tables are sold. I think there may be 5 tickets left. And that is something very exciting that's happening on the Friday of Rodeo Week. And this time, and for many reasons, but it's climate controlled. We get to do this luncheon, fun luncheon with a lot of great entertainment surprises. And our keynote speaker is Dr. Lauren Strickland at the Elks Club. So you may want to go online to the Reading Rodeo. And, yeah, so I said, and the weather's brought to you by our friends. I did all that. Were you looking at something else? Or
I was just standing here by myself.
Well, I wanted to catch up because I think it's important. And tonight we're going to go to media night for the Glowing Wild, and I'm really excited about that. It'll be clear.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do this, like, kind of dip your toe in where you bring in the media family night and then they open it up to the public. And I'm really looking forward to it because it is the year of the snake. And yesterday when I was out with the horse, one of the gals out there had some friends that came into town from Oregon. So they walked through the daytime and they said it was really amazing even seeing the displays in the daytime. So looking forward to that as well, and get your tickets for that, because sometimes the special nights that you want are sold out, but they do, I think, you know, hourly, like in chunks of time. It's 7:14 in the morning on Tuesday. It's the 1st of April. How are you today? Yes, looks like it's a little slick and rain outside, but it will be clearing as the day progresses.
And before we go to a break, there is bad news. We talked about it, that they recovered that M88 Hercules armored vehicle in Lithuania, and they did find found the bodies of 3 soldiers recovered from the swamp. However, they're missing one. So the search for the last missing soldier is ongoing. Now you have to, it was buried in 3 feet of mud under like 4 feet of water. So it's going to be a while, but bad news and unfortunate that, you know, people don't realize is that we lose soldiers, Marines, airmen, Coast Guard. I'm not too sure about Space Force people, but we lose military due to training accidents, off-duty things, but training accidents throughout the year, and it's really sad, and we feel for their families and pray that their families are going to be okay with this. I mean, with this news, and that they will be able to be able to recover. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos in downtown Redding with our window in the world wide open, and we're watching because the sun's not shining in blinding all of us.
It's going to be coming up,
hey,
though.
You know what? Yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. You've got to read here.
Oh, okay.
This portion of the show
is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
Put on those very professional-looking glasses.
All right. Community Bank at Cornerstone is a community bank-oriented and dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. We bank with Cornerstone Community Bank. So there are several locations, and, you know, now they are going to be
merging
with
Plumas.
And when does that take place?
I think it's third quarter. I think it's sometime around August. So they'll go from 4 branches up to 19.
So we need to get Matt on.
Yep.
Get the staff, get the group on, and talk about what their experience has been building this and then what it looks like. Because when we hear, there's so many changes going on with people that when merges happen or new companies come in, people go, ooh, you know, we want to hear from the horse's mouth, which would be Matt, like, what's happening, right? This is what we love about our community.
He was on and talked about it in the general part already.
Yeah.
But as we get closer, we'll have him on, and so he'll have a good idea. And where most time when you merge, the CEOs go away if there's two CEOs. In this case, they were smart enough to keep Matt. And he's going to be like the number two guy in the Plumas Bank system. So, for the transition and for finding helping them transition up here in the North State. So, they're already here, but into his sphere.
I think it's a great segue because we are now going to segue into a guest, our special guest, who is also a CEO and a man in charge. Would you
Brandon Thornock, who is the CEO of Shasta Community Health Center.
Which is a brand new, beautiful facility. And you're here to talk about a special program called PACE.
You got it. Yeah, PACE.
First of all, Brandon.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about two things, about you and how you got here. And then what the Shasta Community Health Center really is.
Right. Let's give us a refresher.
Then we can talk into the things you're doing.
You bet. I'd love to talk about those things. So my name is Brandon Thornock, as you already mentioned. I moved to this community with my wife and my four baby children who are now all teenagers in our home about 12 years ago. I was working for a healthcare system out in Salt Lake City, Intermountain Healthcare. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that system, but I was looking to spread my wings a little bit. I was looking for different opportunities, learned about this part of the country. We were recruited out here. I say we because it's a family affair whenever you relocate your entire family. And so we moved out here. I was hired on as the director of clinical operations at Shasta Community Health Center. I was in that role for a few years, and I moved into the chief operations officer role. I was in that role for, I think it was about 6 or 7 years. And then after that, my predecessor, Dean Germano, you may be familiar with him, because he was in the CEO role at Shasta Community Health Center for 32 years before he retired. But I've been in this role now as a CEO for a little over a year. And it's been great. Shasta Community Health Center, the easiest way to describe what we do is we provide healthcare services primarily for the underserved in our community. Underserved is a pretty broad term. A lot of that is defined by someone's financial situation. So we serve primarily Medi-Cal folks. We serve a lot of Medicare. A lot of what we refer to as Medi-Medi, which are folks who qualify for both Medicare and Medi-Cal. So you're talking about senior citizens.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And the reason I mention that is because that has everything to do with PACE, but I won't head quite yet to PACE because you wanted to learn a little bit more about Shasta Community Health Center. Well, the thing about Shasta Community Health Center is not a lot of people recognize how many people we serve in this community. If you look at one single year, we serve roughly 40,000 unduplicated patients, so that's just separate individuals. That equates to around 160,000, 170,000 separate visits. If you measure over the time frame of 2 or 3 years, that number gets closer to around 60,000 unduplicated patients.
So I've never heard that term, unduplicated, but I think for our listeners, that is concise. Now we can see, you know, when you think about numbers and people, and where do, because our community isn't that big, where do these patients come from?
Yeah, great question. If you look at the total population of Shasta County, because we serve primarily Shasta County, but Shasta County is so much more than just Redding, right? It's all the other wonderful communities and rural and frontier areas that we have. We serve all of those folks. And so if you look at the total population of Shasta County, it's around 180,000. We serve roughly a quarter to a third of the entire population of Shasta County, which is, it's an awesome responsibility. It's quite the privilege to be in that position. And we have the ability to impact positively or frankly, negatively, the overall health and well-being of our citizens, and we certainly do that positively.
Well, I have a girlfriend, a dear friend of mine, who has come to work there as a doctor, and she loves it. She loves it. And she's been elsewhere. I mean, she's been internationally, and she just loves being there. So, you know, I think, you know, as you're maybe having cocktails or dinner with somebody on a personal note and hear that they love their environment, I just want to share that with you because under your leadership, it's a good space for her.
Well, I love hearing that. I love hearing when our providers, so our doctors, our nurse practitioners, our PAs, and our other clinicians are happy to be there, as well as the support staff. You know, one of the things that really unites us all at Shasta Community Health Center is our mission. To serve the community. You know, a lot of places, you know, that they'll have slogans on the walls and it's right there in black and white, but I gotta tell you, we eat, breathe, and sleep our mission. And whenever there's certain target, you know, areas of the population where they may be struggling to find access to care, or maybe they have certain disease conditions, or, you know, in the situation of your friend, there's a lot of high-risk maternity situations in our community. Well, I'm gonna go to that direction. She works in our new Women's, Babies, and Children's Center. Well, we target the high risk of those mamas and mamas to be, right? We want to see those folks because that's where our heart is. And also just mentioning some of the services in that same building. We also have the pediatric department in the bottom portion of that building. So we have the mamas, the mamas the bee, and then the peds, the kids in the bottom floor. And frankly, our pediatrics department, I'll mention this because it's something we're very, very proud of, and it's also something that was unsolicited. But we were voted the number one pediatrics department in the North State. And, you know, when it comes time for that whole North State voting and that kind of a thing, a lot of organizations are soliciting those votes and saying, please vote for us, please vote for us. We've never done that, ever, for any of our locations.
I could tell you before I met you that Lori Goyne and the Seroptimus, her group, had a luncheon. And so I came up there, and it was the first time to walk into the building, and I was like, whoa. I mean, it's a beautiful space, and I thought about the futuristic feeling of how the doors, even to the doors opening, and the rooms, how they are equipped, and the pediatric center, and it was a beautiful tour. And so I thought, what a gorgeous space. And it's almost like it's like this big kept secret, not intentionally. So then meeting you and knowing my friend is working there and seeing all these wonderful things, I would, two things that we do have to take a break. We're going to come back with you and we're going to talk about PACE. But the other thing is, are there moments, are there times of the week or whatever, can someone set up that they want to come in and see the facility? That's not just walking around the halls, but they kind of get a tour. I think that's important.
Yeah, you know, we can make something like that happen. That without a question, we're a facility where really anybody could come by and say hi. Frankly, I'll give out my, contact information, and people can reach out to me directly, and I'd be happy to make sure that happens for
Well, let's do that when we come back from these messages. We're very excited to have you here this morning and hear all the wonderful things. We love what we feel and hear in our hearts and our minds that the North State is growing. These are beautiful services that we have for the population, our underprivileged. I want to come. I'm a senior.
Think about purchasing an electric vehicle. Well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can offset the cost of the vehicle and the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back, 7:30 in the morning, here on April 1st.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Keep rolling, 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 though the strings are swollen.
Yeah. Now's the time to call in, 530-605-4567. and get entered into our contest to get those Red Bluff Roundup tickets. We can take as many calls that come in, 605-4567. They'll roll over into our other phones. If those phones are busy, call 605-4565. Call in, get yourself entered. We're going to draw them on April 11th.
David
keep
is
calling.
Going to be taking your
keep
name.
Keep calling. We can take, you know what, let's have 10 callers today.
Yeah.
Just keep calling. And if it's ringing,
poor David.
Just keep calling. If it's busy, give them a couple of minutes, get a name, call back.
When are we actually going to do that drawing?
April 11th.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's it. Now, I want to remind everybody, Reading Grange is having their Spaghetti Feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund. They're giving a couple of grand to a couple of local students. Eat in or take out. You can just drive through, get your spaghetti with meatballs, the world famous spaghetti and meatballs, salad and garlic bread. Made by the Sons and Daughters of Italy. It's going to be April 5th. It's going to be at the Reading Grange, which is on Cedars Road. Everybody knows where that is. Just going in, you can either sit in there and eat, or you can fill up a big box of stuff and you can take home. Also, the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International is getting ready to have their banquet. And I mean, there are over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies' drawings. For tickets, go to scireading.org. And
public announcements here.
Okay, here's what else.
Not yet.
I'm going to wait. No,
yeah,
because
wait.
Everybody's calling.
They're
for
calling in. We don't need
just
to
just keep calling.
Yep.
Just keep calling. Keep David.
We've got more
keep
tickets to
David
give away.
Busy. He has nothing to do in between the breaks except sit there and watch us. Now he's on the phone. Hey, we are here with Brandon Thornock, who is the CEO of the Shasta Community Health Center. We're going to talk about PACE now. So let's rock.
You got it. PACE. Well, let's start with what PACE stands for. It is called the Program for All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly.
Ooh.
And, yeah, right? So to start, I think it'd be best to talk about who is really the target population for
okay.
this program. Then I'll talk a little bit more
that
about what
great.
The program is. If you think about mom or dad, grandma or grandpa, they're up there in age, you know, they're starting to experience a little bit of physical or cognitive decline. Maybe they're at a point where they could, they otherwise would qualify to live in some sort of assisted living facility, something of that nature. But you'll very often hear this statement, I was born in this house, I'm going to die in this house, right? They don't want to live in an assisted living facility.
Some of them are depression babies and they will grow a garden and hang it out to the very end. They don't want to go somewhere.
That's exactly right. And as their loved ones, right, we want to honor mom and dad's wishes.
Right.
And so oftentimes what will happen is one of the children will assume the caregiver role, or sometimes they'll split it up. It really just kind of depends on the family. But, you know, as our parents start to continue to age, the needs can be even greater, and oftentimes the caregivers will need to quit their jobs in order to provide care for mom and dad. You know, it can be a very, very challenging situation, frankly, for everyone involved. You know, even mom and dad, let's say their spouse passes away, and then they're experiencing long bouts of loneliness, and there's all sorts of complications that can come with that. Well, what a PACE program is we build this facility, and within this facility we have their doctors, their nurse practitioners, their PA, their occupational therapy, the therapist, physical therapist. We have recreational therapy. We have dietitian. We have social workers. We have mental behavioral health. We have all these different resources, and then we also have a fleet of vehicles, and we send out this fleet of vehicles, and we go out and pick up the participants
Ooh,
in the program.
Good stuff.
2 to 3 times a week. It could even be more. It could be a little bit less. It really depends on the individual situation.
That's beautiful.
But then we bring them to the facility, and while they're at the facility, they recreate. They socialize. They're going to be eating very, very healthy food. We're going to have garden boxes. They're going to have all these different things that they can do. We're going to have a salon so that they can have their hair done. While they're there, this multidisciplinary team that I talked about of all those clinicians, their sole purpose is to try and keep those folks as happy and as healthy as humanly possible. And what the program founder, which is the supporter, the main supporter, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's where the funds come for this program, what they found is the individuals that participate in a PACE program live longer, happier, healthier lives.
Well, we all know that when you are a part of something, it could be even playing a game, and you are socialized, that makes your brain work. And it gives you purpose. Maybe that person wants to get up and take that shower, fix your hair, make sure your hands look good, because there's like, you're activated. So my question then would be, many, like for instance, my parents are in, you know, I'm just gonna, people know who listen to this know this. My mom's gonna be turning 92, my dad's gonna be turning 94. They still independently live, they still drive, and they can get places. And they love having their home. So they don't want to come up here, even though we've worked on it for 3 years, because they are with Kaiser. So this sounds like something. Now, do you have geriatric doctors there so they can be seen for those people, like in my predicament or our predicament, that's like, well, we really like to have mom and dad here because of something. We're right here.
Yeah, absolutely. The doctors and the advanced practice clinicians, that's the term for nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, they will all be geriatric trained, right? It's targeted for the geriatric population, and so you need to have medical professionals who are geriatric trained. But one of the things that's really unique and beautiful about a PACE program is that the team is not beholden to just your traditional Western medicine approaches to meeting the patient's needs where they're at for the betterment of their overall health and well-being. And I have a couple of beautiful examples that I'd love to share with your listeners on
Please.
That. You know, the first example is an elderly gentleman. And these are real examples. These are federally qualified health centers like ours who have opened PACE programs that have shared these examples with me. First situation, elderly gentleman had a hard time breathing, right? He was constantly going to the hospital, being admitted. They were taking care of his needs, and then he'd get discharged, but then there'd be this recurrence of the event. He'd go right back to the hospital, be discharged, and then, you know, the cycle just continues on and on and on. Well, he's a part of this PACE program, and they're going, what is going on with this guy? So they decide to go to his home, they inspect his home, and they find mold. So they go ahead and eradicate the mold as a part of this program, and then they find that the source of the mold was the leaky roof. Well, his roof was just beyond repair. So they replaced his roof. The leak goes away, the mold goes away, so those spores that were being released by the mold that were impacting his lungs no longer were negatively impacting his lungs. The breathing issues go away. He's no longer being admitted to the hospital. And you may be thinking, well, that's crazy. It's extremely expensive to replace a roof, right? Well, I'll tell you what. A singular visit to the hospital can be way more expensive than to replace somebody's roof.
Yeah, to replace a
roof.
Wow. Because you're talking maybe $30,000 for a roof.
Exactly.
You know, I'm saying $30,000 for the roof. Two visits, one visit, two visits, especially if he's admitted. Now you're in the 100,000.
Exactly. That's the beauty of the PACE program, because you can be creative in meeting the needs of those patients. Replacing a roof, in his case, was health care.
And when does PACE, when is this currently, is it live right now, or is this something that's going to launch at a particular time?
Great question. We want to bring PACE to this community. So we are currently in the process of getting the funders. We've also been asking for donations from some of the main foundations, that kind of a thing, to really get this thing to come to pass. We already own the space, the property where we want to build it, which is just south of Mountain Mike's, if you're familiar with that area, right there on Churn Creek. We own the northern portion of that property right there. And, you know, we have a good funding partner that's expressed a lot of interest. We've got our architects working on the project. We already have a general contractor identified. This ship is moving, but again, we're just trying to piece together the last portions of funding for this.
The train's getting ready to leave the station.
That's exactly right.
Well, I don't.
We've got to take a break here, but having something like this for seniors, because let's just face it, that if you just look at any statistic, you're going to see that this population is aging, and because they're healthier and in better shape, than they were 10 years ago or 20 years ago, they're going to live longer. And then, of course, advances in medicine and putting new roofs on houses. Having something like this is going to be of great benefit to our community also. Okay, we're here with Brandon Thornock from the Shasta Community Health Center, CEO, and he's talking about PACE. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
If you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential, Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's 30. More than 60. Ever. I can feel it. Can you
feel it? Come on over. Yeah, we need to have some popping music this morning when we're waking up or we're coming out. Yeah, because, you know, when you wake up this morning and you poke your feet outside and you look outside, it's a little rainy, wet, slicker day. But it will clear up tonight, and we are going to go to the
Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild at out there at
Turtle Bay.
Yes. Well, you better fill in all my... Fill it in, buddy.
When you go, I thought I'd be just very helpful, partner does.
I'm rolling out. Might be a little slow with it, but, you know, tonight is media night, family night. They're going to just open it up for the first time, and then it opens to the public in a few days. So, you know, they do the little test run, and we're going to be part of that. So, very, very excited about Glowing Wild happening at Turtle Bay and all the wonderful things happening out there. But this is the Year of the Snake, and there's all kinds of new exhibits that are happening. If you went last year, which would have been Year of the Dragon, you know what we're talking about. A great family adventure, and it's reasonable.
Our guest is Brandon Thornock. Sorry, buddy. CEO of the Shasta Community Health Center, and we've been talking about the health center, but also about the new program called PACE, which entails a new building and specially trained people coming in here, and this is for the health of our senior citizens.
That's exactly right.
Senior citizens face that are different, would you say?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on there. And specifically this population that we would be targeting for the PACE program. You know, you're talking about a population that otherwise would qualify to live in some sort of assisted living facility. So, you know, as we all age, you know, some age better than others. Let's be honest. A lot of those are genetics related. And Linda, sounds like you have amazing genetics. Sounds like your parents are rock stars.
Depression. My mom's a depression baby, coming from a family of coal miners. But I don't know what it is. They just keep going. They're slowing down a little bit, but we've tried to get them up here, but thank you for that. Yes.
But, you know, not everybody ages the same way, right? And for some folks, there could be visibility decline, right? So their vision's not quite as well good. They may have a harder time reading. You can't drive at a certain age.
Yes.
Physical decline. You know, some of the things that we just take for granted in our younger years, if we're fortunate enough to not be disabled or anything of that nature, you know, you just take some of those things for granted, and your activities of daily living all of a sudden become more of a challenge, right? There's a lot of things like that. There's also cognitive decline. You know, it just depends on the individual and how they age. Something that may be easy for you to understand at a certain point in your life, it might actually get more complicated as you're getting older, even if the facts don't change. And let's be honest, the older we get, and while we're experiencing some of these declines in the different areas, then we have to engage more and more aggressively with the healthcare system. And I gotta tell you, healthcare is complicated. It's confusing for me. And I've dedicated my entire career to, you know, healthcare and serving underserved populations in this space. How does somebody who's coming from a lifetime of focusing other areas to then be thrown into this scenario and have to navigate? It's really frustrating.
People are in a fear zone right now too with the changes. I mean, I just had a girlfriend that lives in another country that still keeps her American life. Her children are here, like with Social Security, and where are we going and what's happening, because there is fear in the unknown. So as we get older, we don't know what's going to happen. We go to a doctor's office and we have a test. You know, when am I going to get that back? And there's nothing worse than getting something in writing saying, oh, you have a growth. No explanation. Just black and white in a letter. So yeah, it's, things are, can be scary. So it's great to have you on for you to explain to our listeners, because we have a lot of elderly listeners that listen, about, you know, where you're going and how you can be cared for. And we love the facility in which you're in charge of. And so what would be your parting thoughts with people today as we tie up this, this talk with you?
Yeah, so there's gonna be a couple of things, right? Cause you've sparked a lot of thoughts here. One, I think the word of the moment is uncertainty, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of uncertainty going on. If you have concerns about some of the things that are being implemented mm-hmm. and discussed and debated at the federal level and whatever, I think it's important that you raise your voice and say something. Right? Say something to our elected officials and let them know how different decisions impact you personally. Okay? I think that's important. We as citizens of the United States, that's our right, right? And quite frankly, it's our duty to raise our voice. But specifically on the PACE program, you know, we at this point it's really about awareness. We are trying to get the word out that we're trying to bring this program to our community. We're certainly accepting donations if people are interested in donating. You can go to ShastaHealth.org and we have the link right there and you can, you know, send us some funds to help make this dream a reality. And I think it's more than just a dream, folks. This is happening. The train has left the mm-hmm. station and we're going to make this happen. But I think, another thing that could help make the PACE program successful is if you have somebody who fits the description of what I was describing earlier of the target population. Again, it's primarily Medi-Medi, those who, qualify for Medi-Cal and Medicare, and who need a little bit of additional help, there will be a time when we say, hey, who's interested in this program? And we're going to need engagement from the community as well so that we can go ahead and build up that population who we can serve. And so, you know, as my parting thoughts, it's really all about advocacy during uncertain times so that, you know, we can continue to plan and build these things as well as just driving awareness and helping be supportive of these programs so that we can bring it to our community.
Well, I hope you stay in touch with us, Brandon, because we want to see how this is going. The idea and the purpose of it is really good. So I know you can't really hear him chewing over the air, even though it sounds like he's sitting down and got his old microphone.
Great.
We're talking about Buford's down there just going for it on his phone. But what you all are accomplishing there or hoping to accomplish is going to be a boon to our community for sure. So good luck and keep us in the loop here about what's happening. I mean, you know, Linda's getting older every day.
And, yeah, true. Aren't we all?
No. Some of us refuse.
Well, if she's as fortunate as her parents, she may not
need
a PACE program.
Oh, my gosh, you cannot. I tell you what, I hope I have their energy that they have now when I'm 80.
Yeah.
I mean, they go out and get their hair done. They go out and get, you know, they go out shopping and all this. And I'm like, are you guys ever going to slow down? He tells me how to lock the door every night. I said, Tom, you know, he says, yeah, but you forgot once. So, okay,
ooh.
You're right. You forgot once. And that was 12 years ago. That was 12 years ago. But he just has to make sure that I'm still there. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've got, in our next hour, we've got O2 staffing coming in.
I'd love to always hear what's happening on the hiring scene.
It's not just a hiring.
Yes.
It's everything with HR. And Jennifer Cram's going to join us, who's Director of Operations there. But every show has things that will help keep you out off the radar. Let me put it that way. Once you're on the radar of some government organization, it doesn't get, you know, now they've got something, they will look at you. This will keep you off because you're doing the right thing. And there's so many new laws, law after law, or ways of doing things that you've been doing for 10 years the same way, and then they tweak it enough,
mm-hmm.
so you're not doing it the same way. And it's just the government accountability.
Always wonderful and valuable information. So
stay
tuned in our next hour. And we also have more ticket giveaways. So stay tuned and you could be in the drawing for the Red Bluff round tickets. tickets, plus, as well as we're going to be giving away a couple for the Palisadro Frontier Day.
Yeah, I've got them right here in my hand. And guess what? Two tickets to Glowing Wild. That's right. It's all going to be in the next hour. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right.
There's a soul in the city watching over us tonight.
PCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's Election Day, special elections today in a couple of states. Florida voters deciding two congressional races. The first district seat that was held by Republican Matt Gaetz is up for grabs. In the 6th congressional district, voters will fill the seat left vacant when Republican Michael Waltz took the job of National Security Advisor. In Wisconsin, a lot of money is poured into a state Supreme Court contest. The race has national implications. It could determine the fate of the Trump agenda. Republican Brad Schimmel and Democrat Susan Crawford vying for an open seat on Wisconsin's highest court. This week, the Senate taking a closer look at judicial activism.
Universal injunctions have been in the news after several were issued against President Trump's executive orders, most recently against the deportation of Venezuelan gang members in the U.S. illegally. A hearing is set to take place before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Chairman Chuck Grassley says new laws will probably need to be passed to limit the use of injunctions. He says a change should include limiting a judge's ruling to the issue before the court and for the parties involved, and only for a limited time. As he puts it, judges are to decide cases and not to be policymakers. Bob Agnew reporting.
Another element of the Trump agenda moves ahead tomorrow.
The president will be announcing a tariff plan that will roll back the unfair trade practices that have been ripping off our country for decades. He's doing this in the best interest of the American worker.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Nearly two dozen states are taking the Trump administration to court over its decision to rescind billions of dollars in health funding. Job openings slipped to 7.6 million last month. Analysts say that points to a healthy but slowing job market in the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 432 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charles Lekirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you. And delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020, that is 855-696-2020, to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Three American soldiers, they had been missing in Lithuania, have been found dead.
Three are gone. And one is missing.
President Trump telling reporters he's been informed three soldiers missing in Lithuania since last week have been found dead in an armored vehicle.
Really heavy. It lifted the heaviest equipment. And it would seem that the bank of the lake collapsed. You know, the weight is so big. And it was at night, and it was very cold weather, ice, a lot of ice.
The conditions when we got out here on site were not like anything that we've ever had to dive through before.
Navy Lieutenant Eric Costello, part of the underwater team.
The amount of mud, diving in a peat bog, just complete zero vis, hard to move kind of diving.
As the president said, a fourth remains missing. The soldiers were on a tactical training exercise. I'm Ben Thomas.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Bronx Bombers taking their home run hitting ways to the next level with some help from science, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh explains.
New torpedo bats drew attention when the Yankees hit a team record 9 homers that traveled a combined 3,695 feet. Using a strikingly different model in which wood is moved lower down the barrel after the label and shapes the end similar to a bowling pin, Aaron Judge hit 3 of his team's homers in Saturday's 20-9 blowout win over the Brewers.
Just a lot of good at-bats. Guys staying aggressive.
The bats are allowed under Major League Baseball rules. Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, and Jazz Chisholm Jr. also homered. New York added 4 more homers Sunday in a 12-3 win to complete the sweep. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Wall Street seems to be making a comeback at the moment. Now the NASDAQ is up 82 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in downtown Reading. And with our window in the world wide open so we can see this time of the year that shades are usually pulled because the sun has blinded us at this point. But good morning, everybody. April the 1st. So here's your chance. You get one good April Fool's joke. 8:05 in the morning, and the top of the hour news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here, and he's already done a couple of jokes this morning with Sue. Told her about 44 was shut down because the elephant was blocking the lanes of traffic, you know, from the that transport that broke down, and Sue hadn't seen that in the news, you know, and she said, "Gosh, I didn't see that in the scanner."
Took her about 1 second.
Okay, yeah.
Well, now I just read this book about these giraffes that were, but of course it was probably in the 20s, but you know how they made their way across America to get to the San Diego Zoo, and it's a true story.
They were transported. They just didn't walk their
way. No, they were
across.
Transported by some two guys that actually makeshifted this truck, and it's a true story about these two giraffes that actually were sent from ship. And it went into a storm, so one was injured, and they had to get these two giraffes across. This is before, you know, going up mountains and through
before the interstate.
Yes, right. And it's a true story. And there was a circus guy that kept trying to steal the giraffes. Anyway, it was in a book club,
and they ended up in San Diego at the zoo,
uh-huh.
And they were there for decades.
Yeah, oh. It's a great story. So it's really like, well, maybe there was
maybe an elephant
that was coming.
Never know.
You know it coming hey. From. Goats. There used to be a sanctuary around here, I think, or was going to be a sanctuary.
Goats did get out on Court Street yesterday. I was driving on Court Street, and the goats got out. And they were taking up over the road there.
Well, this is probably part of the... in fact, we're going to interview a guy that this is what he does. He has his goat trimming business where they put the goats out into areas and they just level it, you know, in a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Don't you remember him? Weren't you there?
Well, no, I was taking a walk with the dog in our neighborhood. This is interesting. Speaking of elephants and giraffes, I was taking a dog, taking a Buford for a walk in our regular, routine. And there was a guy, I could hear chainsaws, and there was a truck, and there were three dogs off leash. And I thought, oh God, what's going to happen? Well, some of them were big, were little. And they came up and sniffed Buford and whatever. And then there was this baby goat. I thought, what? Baby goat running around. And this guy comes out with a long white beard.
This is the guy.
And he goes, and he was just like, it was like nothing. Like we just like drove into his area and it was just easy. And then he started to talk about how, cause Buford was absolutely obsessed with this goat. And he said, oh yeah, this is, you know, I raised them and this is my business. And you know, I have the place over on Court Street, you know, the, garden over there. And I thought, oh my God, you would be so interesting to interview. And he goes, oh, you're the lady, I'm friends with one of your friends, and I went to high school with her, you're Linda. So, you know, the world is small. I'm taking a walk. There's a baby goat, and let's go into our news.
Let's go into the weather here so that
the weather,
we,
I mean.
We actually, you know.
The weather is the news.
It is.
Okay, 54 degrees. Looks like we're going to have about 57 today, overnight lows of 36. Going to be chilly tonight, but it's going to be clearer. So, you know, we could have some gusts right now up to about 18 miles per hour, but it's going to be clear tonight. So for those of you who might be attending our new Turtle Bay for friends and family at Glowing Wild, it's going to be a great night. Tomorrow, 62 sunny. Thursday, sunny. 65. We get up to 70. And Saturday, sunny with 74. So then on Sunday night, we go back to a chance of showers and a Monday chance of showers. So we have these beautiful days ahead of us. And, yeah, Glowing Wild opens up on April 4th, and we're going to be giving tickets away to that in a minute. And, by the way, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Always giving you senior and veteran discounts.
We're here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services.
Yay! Good morning!
Yay! Yay! Yep, she shows up in pink.
So glad to be back.
And her rubber boots and all that kind of stuff.
They're not rubber. No, no, no. Those girlfriend, those, I would say
you're
like,
you, Linda,
I would be buying those boots.
Yeah. Why, just because it was raining.
So you always put together such a sunshine disposition. We know that, you know, how you keep it together. I mean, you got a slew of kids. Mm-hmm. You're very successful at your work.
Aww.
And it feels like with, you know, your company, and we're going to talk about your company so we can dissect it. Once again, it's always great to start with as if people are listening for the first time.
Yep.
So although people may know your face, it's about getting to know you, getting to know the company, and getting to know what exactly you do. And then we can go into maybe some kind of specific topic we need to go to. But it feels like, you know, when you have a group of women together, it's always nice to feel that you guys have each other's backs.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
a big deal for me.
It's a big deal for, well, I think anybody in general, but absolutely we do. We have a dynamic team. We have amazing women on staff. Right now, yes, it's all women. There are 31 of us.
Wow.
So, yes, we've got a lot of estrogen going on, but we all get along so well. Like, we deal with drama every single day, so the last thing we have in the workplace is drama. So we are super fortunate, super blessed, and we surround ourselves with amazing, beautiful, fantastic women who are smart, dedicated to the clients, give amazing customer service. Couldn't ask for a better team.
And then you know what somebody's strengths are, and then you put those people in those positions because that's what makes a really good team, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
You know, and then you understand this person may not be that great at that, but they're super good at this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you support that because that's what brings together this beautiful cake.
Absolutely. Completely agree with you.
Yes. So tell us about yourself.
So about myself. Well, I'm Jennifer Cram.
Of the 31 women in the cog.
Of the 31
not the cog,
women.
But in a big wheel.
In a big wheel.
Yeah.
So I am the Director of Operations of O2 Employment Services, which has been around really for 25 years. So we are actually what's called a PEO, a Professional Employment Organization, and that is the teamwork HR side of our business. And then we have the O2 staffing side, which is temporary employees. We do the hiring, you know, we interview, we go through the whole process, and we try to match up with employers that are looking for employees, maybe on a temporary basis or maybe looking for a full-time replacement of some type of position. But I have been there for now 10 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been amazing. As most of you know, I came from healthcare. I was an administrator of an oncology center for 20 years, and I was...
Is that a local one?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we built the cancer center over off of Hartnell. It was Solace Cancer Care. I worked for Dr. Figueroa for years. Dr. Carter and Collins.
Yeah.
I was the practice administrator there for years, and we built the cancer center, and we were joined by radiation oncology, and then we added breast surgery. We ended up selling to a large international company, and I stayed on for about 4 years and realized I might not be a corporate girl, which which is okay. Sometimes you just have to make that change and say, you know what, it isn't always for everybody. And so I, you know, reached out to Heidi Corrigan and I said, listen, I'm looking for a job and I'm not sure what I want to do. I've been working for the same company for 20 years. I started out in healthcare. I actually went to school to be a medical assistant, went back to actually do my RN and then just changed career paths. And so I ended up kind of working my way up in the business at the Cancer Center. And, you know, I started at the front desk, went to billing, went on to managing, and here I am.
Okay, so this gives me even more clarity into your heart because
yeah.
You are such a people person. And in oncology, when you're the first line of defense, when somebody's
sure.
coming in and scared or afraid and they're not really sure, you know, what's happening because all of a sudden this terminology and the big C and all the stuff that goes on with that. And to see someone like you, I could see that there was a calling for you at that time in your life.
Absolutely. It was the best decision ever. And it grew me as a person, not only as an administrator, but also just as you said, the human component of being empathetic and compassionate and helping people navigate their way through a crazy, tumultuous time, because it's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, you know, diseases that are out there in the sense of that is life changing. Your life changes when you hear those words.
And it's not just for you, it's also your families and your friends.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It's a journey. And going through that process is super scary, but I will say I worked for the best physicians ever. I truly, truly did. And I was so blessed to be surrounded by them, and the way that they cared and they loved and they took care of their patients was amazing and such a beautiful gift.
Faith in the people around you is everything. That's,
oh.
That's a God thing. We do have to take a break. When we come back, we've got Jennifer Cram. We're going to be talking more about O2 staffing and all the different sides of what you do, HR, what to look for, etc. But I know you've got a list, and we're very thrilled with every time you come into the station, you bring a golden nugget.
Okay.
So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hit him up, move him on, hit him up, raw high. Cut him out, ride him in, cut him out, ride him in, raw high. Yeah!
All right, so you know that that is a call into the station. 530-605-4565 and 605-4566. That we'll call David's waiting by, and that puts you into the drawing for Red Bluff now, Roundup tickets. And we know that they're selling out. They're probably already sold out.
Not totally. Hey, at 8:30, after the 8:30 break, when we come back out of that, I'm giving away two tickets to the Palo Cedro Frontier Day. We don't have a lot of these, and these are special because this includes the Bulls and Bronx in the evening and then listening to the Jeremy Ryan Band. That's right. That's going to be at 8:30 after we do the 8:30 break. And I tell you what, talking, Jeremy Ryan is just one hell of a great musician. And plus the fact you're going to be seeing 19 Bulls and 17 Bronx out there performing all at the Bishop Quinn High School in Palo Cedro on April 12th. So we'll be giving those away too.
Yeah.
All right. We're here with Jennifer Cram, who's the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. All right, we've talked about kind of, you know, the background and all this. There, you always come in with something great,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I trying
sure
to
try.
Keep us alive.
I sure try. I try to bring helpful information. I try to make sure that we're helping keeping employers safe, but also just getting the word out, right? I think knowledge is power. I've decided I'm going to call this the O2 Power Hour.
I like that.
O2 Power Hour.
O2 Power
Hour.
Okay,
we will name it that. Yes.
Yes. And so I want to, you know, kind of just spread the word. We believe that, you know, by sharing our information is helpful for employers. And then they understand what we do a little bit more because I had no idea what Teamwork HR was when I first went to Heidi and said, hey, I'm looking for a job. I just thought it was a staffing company. Well, we are not. We are actually what I said earlier, a PEO, a professional employment organization, which means we partner with businesses of all sizes, and we become the administrative employer for your business, and we handle all the paperwork. We handle the onboarding. We handle the handbooks. We handle policies, procedures. You know, we won't talk about handbooks, huh, Carl? Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I'm rewriting it right now. I'm up to page 842.
Exactly. And so, you know, we handle all of those things, but leaves of absence. We talk about workers' compensation, which is a obviously, employers have to have benefits, you know, 401ks, simple IRAs, all of the things that encompass the administrative side for the employer. Plus, we process all the payroll. We get your employees paid and make sure that that happens timely and that it's correctly, as correct as possible, right? Like, you know, we don't get in the business of your business. We just help assist you.
You pay them, and then the business repays you. Then.
Correct. If
they're, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So you don't have... As an employer, your people show up.
Yes.
They've already been, you've already looked at them. maybe a couple of times to see how they fit. Mm-hmm. And then you've got 90 days.
Yeah, so from the O2 staffing side, with you were to call us and say, hey, Jennifer, I'm looking for a receptionist. I've got, you know, my receptionist going out on a leave of absence and I need to bring somebody in temporarily. Uh-huh. We will send you some vetted candidates that might fit the profile in which you're looking for with the skill set that's needed.
Uh-huh.
And you will interview them and you will make a decision. Yes, I'd like to move forward with these employees or this candidate, and I will sign off and I'm going to work them for 520 hours through your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that, then you have the decision, you know, to hire them on permanently, or maybe it's just a temporary assignment.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, though, is say they've been there for 20 days.
Yeah.
And me as the employer goes, it's not working out. Hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
I mean, it's not that they're not a good, you know, they know what they're doing, but it's just not fitting into our family here. Because, you know, a lot of times
it's
smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we put that back to you.
Absolutely.
And then let you handle that.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of having a staffing situation and arrangement.
You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to have the tough conversation.
Yeah.
We handle that piece.
Well, it's not the tough conversation. It's just the fact that everything that goes along with it.
Sure.
And then you don't have to worry about the person standing up and screaming and threatening your life. Of course, he wouldn't do it with you because...
Lawsuit.
You know, threaten you with everything.
Well,
you know,
they might.
Guys, I'm
out of
here.
It happened.
I'm out of here right now.
But you're not.
But what I'm saying is, this is
April Fool's.
April Fool's.
This is the beauty. This is the beauty of it, is that this just isn't working out.
Right.
And you call O2. O2 takes care of that.
Yep.
Runs with somebody else in there.
Yep.
Until, like, they say, Carl, this is the fifth one we've had in 3 weeks. Do you think maybe you
right, maybe we're not finding the right candidate
the right
for you
person.
Or we're not asking the right question.
Right.
So let us meet with you. Let us figure out what makes sense and what you're really looking for. Because while you might think you're looking for one thing, we, with our experience, we might say, you know what? I think this candidate might be better suited for you. And here are the reasons why. And here are the skills testing and all the things that we've already preliminarily done with the candidate. So you should have
drug
a well-vetted
the drug testing,
we
background
do.
Checks,
background,
depending
mm-hmm.
on the job.
Correct.
It's just not an
yes.
automatic
taught
anymore.
You well.
Yes, you've taught me
I've
well.
Taught you,
you
well.
You can't just give somebody a drug test just to give them a drug test.
You are not wrong.
However, if they are in contact with the public or they've got a job like driving or things like
DOT
this.
DOT driver, yes. There are certain
What about a background check?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you want to know if somebody's got, you know,
potentially, it, you know, it
can
be
you do that?
It can be a pre-employment requirement, but it needs to be a bona fide reason of the job that you're looking into their background. Say they're driving for your company. You need to understand, have they had a DUI? Will they be able to get onto your insurance? Some companies don't have them drive. Maybe they have a retail establishment where they are dealing with cash. And so we want to make sure they don't have burglary or theft or embezzlement, which is really a big deal and not something that you want somebody handling all the time.
And who is it? It's usually it looks like your mom who's been working at the station, or not the station, but at the, because it doesn't happen here, but at the business for like 20 years, and you find out they've taken like $2 million.
It can
I want to say something that is, and you'll find this beautiful, because we have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is how connected Reading is. Okay, so we had some dinner the other night with some friends who's a doctor, who is working with the guy who was just the CEO,
mm-hmm.
working in the Shasta Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
I left my glasses. She came in. She's friends with another doctor who then brought you in to help them, your HR, to find their new office manager. We hear about it, you know, during dinner.
Sure.
They're absolutely thrilled with this new office manager.
Yay.
And they talk about Jennifer Cram and what a beautiful person she is.
Aww.
And so if you hear people in the background, that was my doctor friend dropping off the glasses.
Oh.
And I'm telling her, we just had your CEO on and I raved about you. So this is how we work.
Absolutely.
This is the connection and the beautiful part of being in Reading.
I love it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And with that beautiful sentiments, let's take a break.
Okay.
This part of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, the manly thing to do. I mean, the estrogen in this studio is overwhelming. No, it's Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, right there in the Cypress Square, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, or Subways, if that's what you remember. Never had a bad haircut there. Been going there since I moved here in Reading in 2007. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 so you can roll in, get the haircut, and keep moving. Or you can just stop by, and if you've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Correct.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.
Of April. April 1st. Yeah, what do you think about that, Carl?
I hope, Ken, you're listening right now, and so you'll have other comments the next time you see me. Hey, 8:33 in the morning. It's about, 48 degrees out there. It should be clearing up and be sunny the rest of the week. However, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. These are just really super people down there, founded 30 years ago, locally owned, locally operated. This is a great place to buy your jewelry. This is the only place we go to. And then get your jewelry repaired or your watches or anything. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And we're here with Jennifer Cram, who's the operations officer over at O2 Employment. And you went to this big conference down in L.A., and you've got pages of stuff that we're going to go over really quickly here.
You're not wrong. Yes, so I missed last month, and I'm sad to do so, but Julia Ray, Corbin Smith, filled in for me. I'm sure did a fabulous job.
She did.
But I was attending this conference, so Heidi and I go every year. It's a fabulous conference. It's put on by a number of attorneys, which, you know, you always go, oh, boy, here we go. But they actually had some really good information. And one of the things I wanted to bring up today, yes, do we need to do those tickets?
No, go ahead. You're on a roll.
I'm just saying that. Keep going.
Okay, so one of the things that was really astounding to me is the fact that immigration, obviously, we have a new change of guards, right? We have a new, a new administration in, and their big focus is on immigration, right? And so with that being said, we have a lot of agencies out there, which at our federal level called ICE, that go out and they actually require and do audits. So the reason I find this important is because the I-9, which is a very litigious, very important piece of paper that must be done within 3 days of onboarding a new employee, you have to verify that they are actually eligible to work in the United States of America. And they have, you know, a number of different documents. Usually it's a driver's license, social security card, but it can be a green card. It can be, you know, they might have a visa of some kind. So you have to verify in person that this person is really who they say they are and that they actually meet the requirements to work in the United States.
Do you have to keep copies of like a driver's license or a passport or something like that?
It's a great question. So oftentimes you have one or the other. You either keep them all or you get rid of them all. So you choose to do one. You don't keep certain documents. I should take that back. There are certain documents you're required to keep, such as a passport. You have to keep that. Or if you have a visa of some kind because they expire in so many years. So you have to track those. But otherwise, the driver's license, social security card, you can either get rid of them all or you can keep them all. And if you keep them, then you need to keep them on everybody. So it's not a pick and choose.
Yeah, you need to keep them all locked up too.
Yes, and you need to keep them separate from the employee file. I think oftentimes employers forget that that's a totally separate document and it needs to be kept in its own location.
The I-9.
The I-9, yes.
Okay. And so that's the first time we're hearing we as employers are hearing about the I-9 because ICE can come in and...
And they can do an audit. They can sit down and say, let me see all your I-9s. I need to verify. And they'll randomly pick ones out, and they'll go through them and make sure that they were actually gone through and they're filled out correctly. If they're not filled out correctly, even if it's an administrative error, it can be at least $250 per violation. It can be upwards of $2,000 per violation. Besides the fact, if the employee is not eligible to work in the United States of America, they could actually, you know, be deported or be taken away if they can't prove that they're eligible.
So even if you've looked at their social or their driver's license and all that, you still have to have that piece of paper filled out for every one of your employees.
Absolutely, yes. And whoever's onboarding the employer needs to sign off as well that they actually viewed the documents, they appeared legitimate on its face, they weren't expired, so it's not a temporary driver's license or it's not an expired driver's license because sometimes that happens. And you have to do that within 3 days of onboarding them. And it's really recommended, and at some point it will actually be mandatory that you e-verify, which is a federal government website that you can actually go into, and you can type in the employee's information, and it will verify that it is actually the person and that they're legal to work in the United States of America. Right now, it's not mandatory. We've been doing it for years at O2 Employment Services because that's just part of the package that we offer, and we make sure that all employees are eligible to work in the United States. Now, sometimes the E-Verify will come back with a tentative non-confirmation, which means that the information cannot be verified. And so then we have to reach out to the employee, give them paperwork, and they have to go to the Social Security office, and they have to jump through the hoops to show that they've actually done their due diligence, that they've actually applied for the right paperwork or whatnot. And sometimes it'll clear, and then everything's fine. The employee can go to work. Sometimes they're not able to. So this is one of the things that I think is really important, because during this, you know, lecture that we listened to with these attorneys speaking, is that one out of 33 in the United States are undocumented, meaning they're not eligible to work in the United States. And in California, it's one out of 20 that are undocumented. So there are a lot of industries out there that, you know, they might be agriculture, they might be manufacturing, they might be out there, you know.
In a restaurant.
In a restaurant, right. You never know. They could be anywhere. And, you know, it's just really, really, really important. And I think with the new administration putting such an emphasis on this, it's something that is a hot topic and you guys should be prepared.
Okay.
Well, that's alarming. Okay. And then you were also talking about AI.
Yes, AI. So this conference really was fascinating because it's talking a lot about AI. For those of you that don't know what AI is, it's artificial intelligence. And they have, you know, some websites out there that you can actually go to and become, you know, a member of, I guess you would say. I belong to ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. I call it affectionately Chad because I ask Chad a lot of things a lot.
I just actually used it for the first time last week with David's help.
Yes.
I had so much trepidation.
Sure.
But I was amazed what it spit out.
It's a mind blow.
I guess I have to name him.
It's a mind, or her. Yes. It's an actual mind blow. And yes, I was exactly like you. I was super intimidated and scared because I'm thinking, this is so much information.
Yes.
And where does all of this come from? And like you type it in and go, oh my gosh, there's no way this is accurate. Like, how does it pull all these things?
Yes.
And so you set up the cues, right? To say, I want to know. Oh, good job. You want to set up AI to give you, you know,
right,
links to where it's actually getting its information so that you know that it's valid and you can research it and make sure that, because you're actually checking it. The one thing about AI is that it is about 2 years behind. So I always am really cautious with people telling them, use AI. It's one thing to rewrite a letter, to do a job description, something of that you can simply type in. But if you're legally looking for things or a policy, especially in the state of California, be very careful about using it.
Yeah. Good word of advice.
Definitely one of those things. But interestingly enough, during this conference, I was taking furious notes because it's definitely changing the workforce. It's definitely eliminating some jobs. I mean, there's a lot of jobs still available out there, but as, you know, Carl mentioned earlier, Taco Bell, it's one of those things that they now have the drive-through where you're
talking to an AI.
And it's trying to decipher, you know, what it is that you're trying to order, but replacing an employee or an actual person taking the order.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of industries, but it was interesting to me that these industries specifically have laid off a ton of people. So Boeing laid off 17,000 employees, Intel 15,000, Amazon 12,000, Sam's Club 11,000.
And this is because of AI.
Correct.
Wow.
And Salesforce, which is something we just recently implemented in our organization, laid off over 1,000 and Workday over 2,000. And manufacturing's on the decline, and they're replacing them with robots and you know, machines to come in and actually handle the jobs, replacing a person.
Which is one of the big things that the unions are fighting right now, and, you know, both the Teamsters and the auto workers is guaranteeing that there's going to be jobs for their people.
Right.
Like when you come to, bringing in offloading ships, you can use AI there with offloading ships, loading them into, you know, trucks. Now you still need the drivers as of right now.
Yes.
But you're right. It's building exponentially on the things. They
absolutely
just had the first robot do a complete, front forward flip.
Oh.
Now, if you think, oh, okay, But think about this. This is a robot with that type of setup and the type of muscle, you know, the muscle types or whatever they're using to be able to do that, which sure. means they can do more.
Oh, I think it's just the beginning. I think it's just the beginning, and I think it's important how we utilize it and be smart about it, right? And not be fearful of it, because it's very intimidating to use AI. And there's a lot of programs and software out there that use AI. We haven't completely adopted all of AI into our organization. So, like, staffing industry is very big, and AI is very popular because it'll actually go in and look at resumes and pull out, oh, this candidate, or do all your sourcing for you, as it's called. We have not gone there yet. We still believe in looking at things, the human component, interviewing the candidate, talking to them, and everybody's got a story, right? And just because maybe their resume doesn't exude that doesn't mean they're not the right fit for a job. But it was fascinating to me, and it's one of those things that's definitely on the forefront. And as you mentioned, the Taco Bell situation, multiple fast food companies are doing the same thing. They've actually been researching it for years. And Wendy's was one of the first ones. There was actually a doctor there who works for Google, and she is in artificial intelligence. Like, that's what her main goal is at Google. And she has this notebook LM. It's just, if you get online and you look at notebook LM, and it will actually produce, you know, amazing things. It'll do slideshows. It will do your presentations. You can literally put in a document. It'll actually create a podcast for you. Not that we want to go here, because we still want live radio, but it will create a podcast talking between two people about, say, she put in the agenda of the show, and it went back and forth, talking back and forth to somebody, and then she as the moderator can chime in and ask a question, and it will go off the question, and it will just keep going on. It went on for 45 minutes. I mean, we didn't listen to the whole thing, but it's fascinating.
Notebook LM.
Yes, Notebook LM. So, well, a lot of important stuff.
What we've done is we'll go to ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Tell them what the commercial's about.
Yeah.
Tell them I need a 30-second radio commercial.
Yes.
In 1 second or 2 seconds,
yes.
It spits it out. Now, you may have to change a word.
Correct.
But it's good. And then, of course, we voice it. But now, David, what are we doing?
Now we use different voices with the same.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I can type it out, or I can speak it and upload it, and then it will.
Yes.
And
it
will give us different voices.
I did that the other day. I was trying to dictate a note because I was like, I don't want to type this whole thing out. So I dictated it into AI. It cleaned it all up, and I was like, a time saver. Medicine's changing this way too, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
Can we record? And I'm like, okay, where's this information going? But I'm like, yeah.
Well, the doctors, what it does is it gives, you know, they're using AI to look at tests and get to go down in layers that it would take a human days to do.
Absolutely.
They can do in minutes.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, we're here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Staffing and Employment. And we're talking about this one form, I-9. And if you have a small business, because you always hire local, your family's in there, but you still have to have them.
Absolutely.
Have to have it filled out, proving that they're a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, ICE or Homeland Security come down and say, hey,
correct,
I want to check. Even small businesses.
Yes.
And you got to have it.
Yes.
Otherwise, you could be in trouble.
Yes.
And the other thing is how AI is changing everything.
Yeah.
And all this is, I bet that meeting was fascinating.
It was fascinating. Fascinating.
We have to take a break and
we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All right. Here we are on this beautiful Tuesday. I'm so happy to be here at the station. Usually I come in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but I heard that Jennifer Cram is going to be here. I was like, I'm coming in.
I'm so happy.
I am coming in.
I'm so happy to
well,
see you.
You bring sunshine wherever you go.
Oh.
And we've learned so much, and we have more to discuss. And what's happened here is we've got these tickets that we do need to give away. We've got two sets. So, folks, we're going to start with this one. We've got a set, and give us a call at 605-4567. Now, these are tickets to hear Jeremy Ryan also to attend in Palisade with the third annual Frontier Days. This is the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls Bronx and Jeremy Ryan Band. That's happening on April 12th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Two tickets we're giving away for that event. And then we also, let's give a call. David's standing by. And we also are giving two tickets away. Tell David which one. Two tickets away for Glowing Wild. Anytime tickets from April 4th to June 8th. Give them a call at 605-4567, and you have two tickets for this wonderful event that kicks off on April 4th, Glowing Wild. Okay, so when David answers the phone, tell him which ones you're talking about. I'm here with Jennifer Cram. Okay. You didn't want to go so bad because you want to finish
up. Because I think somebody's coming in, and I have to brief you on it.
Okay.
And I can't do it during the show. So you and O2 have been doing – you reach out to local entities.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the last one you did.
Yes. So last week, the director of HR, Terry Baudette, and myself were honored to be asked to speak to the Automotive Service Councils of California Chapter 99, which is a local society and a local chapter that actually has a small business group of professional mechanics, automobile dealerships, and so forth within our local community that get together and they talk about things that are going on in their industry, which, such as smog. Like, it was fascinating to me. They were talking about Tesla and how to work on those cars and the difficulties that they have. But we have a lot of resources here in Reading. And I love the power of this group because they actually all believe in each other and believe that competition's a good thing, and while they might not be able to service somebody, they can refer them to their partner down the street without trepidation of being like, I'm stealing business. And I love that.
Me too.
That's great.
So this group actually has been asking Teamwork, HR, and O2 Employment Services to come yearly to speak to their group because they have found so much value in it, which is such an honor. So this is probably like the 12th or 13th year. It started back with Cheryl Maddox, who is a legend in her own right. But with that said, we were able to go in and we were able to give a presentation about labor law. And actually, when after we got there and I had already prepped, you know, Terry, my director, I said, hey, we're going to just give the labor law update that we gave in January. Let's just go through the slides, you know, and it's 96 pages of blah, you know. And we got there and we sat down with these gentlemen and a few ladies in the room and said, you know what? We're going to give this hour to you guys. Like, what do you want to hear? Like, we can sit here and talk all day long about labor law and the changes and meal and rest periods. What is it that you guys want to talk about? So they brought up really great questions about what's affecting them in their business, and we were able to provide some feedback for them. So one of the things I just wanted to share with anybody listening, that if you have a society or a group out there that meets monthly that is looking for speakers or somebody to come out and give a little presentation or how to help their businesses, because usually these are business owners or managers, directors or something, we're happy to come and do that. So feel free to reach out to me and we'll get you set up.
Do you ever like Rotary or
yeah.
things like this? You come up and just kind of give your 10 minutes of, hey, these are things that are coming, you know, that you need to be aware of. Like this I-9.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some businesses, you know, have an HR department know about it, but, you know, small businesses maybe
they
are
might not
up on that.
But that doesn't mean that we wouldn't be targeted.
It's
you
not
know, it
targeted.
Be.
It's that if they come down and inspect, it's
okay.
like the
or
FCC.
Or you have a whistleblower, or yes. you have somebody that's a disgruntled employee that used to work for you that maybe is like, oh, by the way, you should check their I-9s. All it is a little anonymous tip. So, yeah, absolutely. Any organization,
luckily,
any group.
Luckily, we were, because of our relationship with O2, that we knew about this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So anyway, just a little thing I wanted to throw out there.
I like the fact that you go out, and that's again what we want to bring into your view right now, is that O2 Staffing will come to your organization and your business and give you, like, you know, everybody needs to, we call it brush up your Shakespeare.
Yes.
You know, find it kind of, what is happening now, AI, and then why they may be there talking about a topic. What you said, which was very valuable at the break, is you'll turn and say, well, what do you want to know? Maybe there's something you want to know that we haven't covered.
Correct. Or it's something that is so like, oh, my gosh, you know, something that's not on my forefront because I'm not dealing with it all the time. But you as an employer or a manager of a business that you're trying to deal with employees might not even think or go, gosh, I'm scared to even ask the question, or don't know what resource to go to. Call O2. We've got you. And we will come do these presentations for free. We don't charge anything to do them. I mean, we do sometimes when it's a large group. But if you've got a society or a small group that you want somebody to come give us little, you know, 30-minute presentation, we're happy to do that anytime.
I'm just thinking about AI and what's available out there right now that we haven't taken advantage of, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And but then you're thinking, the problem with AI is they will spew facts at you, and they may not be true.
Correct.
And this lady wrote an article.
Yeah.
She'd already written it, but then she gave it to the AI thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the AI came out with quotes from the CEO of this company. I don't know if you read this one.
No.
CEO of the company. Then it had three books to kind of, you know, to line
exactly.
it up.
Exactly.
The CEO had never made a statement, and these books had been made up.
Oh,
totally made
yeah.
up. And so yeah. you've got to, you know, so when you're...
yes, you have to be cautious and you yes. have to do a little fact-checking, especially if you're doing policy. I always say, ooh, yeah. be so yeah. careful. It's one thing to get an idea or be like, oh, that, you know,
yeah.
that sounds about right,
it's
but
one
let
thing
me
for
go
a, 30
a little
second,
further.
Yeah, yeah, a 30-second radio commercial you can look at. But before you get into big, you know, big things, you got to remember where this is coming
absolutely.
From.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
I do
I
like
said,
Jennifer's voice for the her ad. I don't think we should replace, you know, Jennifer's ad, the O2 ad, with an AI voice
okay.
when we have the personable person, actual person.
Yes.
Oh, you're
yeah.
the heart
best.
Of. You're the best.
Jennifer but, Cram, yeah. The, who is the operations officer over at O2 Staffing. Is it O2 Staffing?
O2 Employment Services.
Employment
O2
Services,
Staffing, Teamwork
right.
HR. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us
oh
today.
Oh, my gosh.
We've run
thank
out of time.
You already?
Yep. You still got pages left.
I do. I have so much. You should see my little sharks that I drew while I was while I was doodling.
We may have to have you back.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
to get the rest of these because
I'll be back.
You hit two big ones.
Two big ones out of lots.
Okay, well, look, we will reschedule you for another time
okay.
here in April because this is stuff that impacts on everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay, hey, tomorrow RPD joins us and the MAFA on Friday and Jack Munns, the mayor, on Thursday. We got a big week here. Have a good day and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.